From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's make or break time for the middle class. President Obama's message today at a high school in Osawatomie, Kansas. It's the same town where Republican President Theodore Roosevelt spoke more than 100 years ago in his new nationalism address to fight for average Americans. Mr. Obama says into our third century as a nation, he is pledging to restore greater financial security through education, innovation, across-the-board financial accountability, and assistance.
This country should not be known for bad debt and phony profits. We should be known for creating and selling products all around the world that are stamped with three proud words, made in America.
But Republicans challenge President Obama's strategies, including calls for an extension of the payroll tax cut that expires at the end of the month. They're arguing over ways to pay for it. With the nation's first presidential nominating contest exactly 4 weeks away from today, Iowa's governor says the race to win the caucuses is still wide open. We have details from Iowa Public Radio, Sarah McCammon.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad isn't endorsing anyone before the January 3rd caucuses. He says he thinks Republican voters have been waiting to decide who can beat President Obama.
So it's still very fluid, very open, and I think a lot of it is because the public is looking for the ideal candidate, and now I think they've come to the realization nobody's perfect. And we need to choose the one that's the best.
A Des Moines Register poll released this weekend put former House Speaker Newt Gingrich at the top of the pack among likely GOP caucus goers with 25% support. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Des Moines.
Thousands of activists from all over the country are on Capitol Hill urging lawmakers to take action to help middle-class Americans who are having trouble making ends meet. NPR's Craig Windham reports the lobbying blitz is the work of a loose coalition of organizations, including union and church groups.
Elbridge James, who heads a state chapter of the group U.S. Action, says it's not just the young adults seen at Occupy campsites who are frustrated with the growing gap between the middle class and the wealthy.
We're part of the 99% that people don't want to give credit to with Occupy America. We're the ones who are the retirees and or the workers, the mothers, the fathers. Okay, your average neighbor.
Patty LeBlanc, a retired teacher from Maryland, says the lobbying effort is aimed at
pushing Congress people to really start doing something. Make sure the 1% start sacrificing because the rest of us are kind of sacrificed out.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 103 points at 12,200 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 4 points. It's at 2660. And the S&P 500 also up 7 points or more than 0.5% at 1264. This is NPR. Greece's ongoing struggle to avoid default finds lawmakers preparing to vote on new and unpopular austerity measures. Students rattle security barriers during a rally trying to provoke police lines outside Parliament. The crowd gathered to also mark the 3-year anniversary of a police officer's fatal shooting of a teenager in Athens. Witnesses say hundreds of anarchists clash with police. There's an atmosphere of tension in Democratic Republic of Congo the day the results of the presidential election were due to be announced amid opposition allegations of vote fraud and fears of unrest. From the capital, Kinshasa, NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports the authorities warn they will not tolerate any violence.
On the final day of election campaigning, security forces in Kinshasa reportedly opened fire on crowds of opposition supporters, and some were killed. So many Congolese, wary of the prospect of more disturbances, are choosing to stay home. The government warns it will crack down on those who incite or foment violence. Kikaya Bin Karubi speaks for the president's party.
I appeal to the people of Kinshasa not to do anything that would make soldiers or policemen nervous and do something that we'll all regret later.
There were reports of some clashes between protesters and the security forces in parts of Congo yesterday. Ophelia Quistarton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Confrontations also reported in central Russia, in central Moscow, where protesters are alleging vote fraud from Sunday's parliamentary elections. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.